The Mariners, looking to avoid a three-game sweep at the hands of the Nationals, Robinson Cano and company have lost five straight games. We pick it up in the fifth. The Nats without a hit so far, but that's about to change.
Miranda stands kind of on an angle toward the first baseline, rocks into the motion, and Rendon swings and drives one deep down the left field line toward the corner. Going, goodbye! Anthony Rendon has done it again, keeping it fair down the left field line into section 106. Rendon with his fourth home run in this three-game series. Home run number 9, RBI number 32. Now the set of the pitch. Swinging a ground ball in hard, base hit into center field. Lobatone around third, he'll come home. Here's the throw toward the plate, cut off by the first baseman Valencia behind the mound. A single hit hard to the left of second, the shortstop side, out of the reach of anybody. Jason Wirth with his 16th run batted in the year, scoring Lobatone from second, Turner stopping at second. And the Nationals have two on with two out and two runs home here at the bottom of the fifth. It's Washington 2 and Seattle nothing.
The 2-1. Swinging a fly ball deep left center field. This is trouble. Taylor on the run. This one's over his head and it's gone. And the Mariners lead 3-2. Nelson Cruz hits a hanging slider for his 12th home run. It's on the way. And a swing and a ground ball, base hit into right field. Heading home is Powell. Heredia going for third. Cano will stop at first. Heredia takes a wide turn and holds there as the pull back into Turner. RBI hit for Cano. His 30th run driven in this season, and the Mariners lead 4-2.
Weeders last night, one out of four, single to the eighth, extended a hitting streak to 11 games in a row, and drives one to left center field. It's playable for Heredia, the left fielder, and he makes the catch. The game is over. Weeders after the first pitch, a 97-mile-an-hour fastball flies out to end the ball game, and Diaz earns the save, his 8th and 10 tries, and the Mariners take the final game of the series and end their 5-game losing streak.
The Mariners avoid a 3-game sweep as they take it 4-2, snapping a 5-game skid while halting the Nats' winning streak at 3. The M's bullpen turns in 4 scoreless innings, yielding just 3 hits. The Nationals were unable to finish off a 3-game sweep of the Mariners, falling by a 4-2 final on Thursday. Here is Washington skipper Dusty Baker sharing his thoughts after the game.
I saw a couple balls hit hard right after we had, scored. And he was struggling all day. I mean, it was kind of like, Houdini that got out of trouble a bunch. And he was 2-0 on everybody, very few first pitch strikes, 3-2 on a lot of hitters. And his pitch count was extremely high with the dangerous hitter up there. And what's his name? Ooh, Nelson Cruz. I mean, this cat's hit 40 home runs almost every year, and he's their top RBI guy. So, but he hung a slider. That was the mistake. I thought it was a fastball from over there. And I asked Lobie. Lobie said it was a nothing slider that just spun right there in the middle of the plate. If he makes his pitch, then, it could be a double play or we get out of the inning or something. And the wild pitch preceded that. And, I know Gio wanted to stay in the game, but, I thought the fresh arm, this third time around, and, Gio, that third and fourth time around, I mean, you're kind of flirting with danger and with a dangerous hitter up there. So that's what I saw. It didn't work. It was my responsibility, but, I was put in that position in order to make that decision. Right. Popped it up or
whatever else. Is there any explanation for why that's been the case?
Nope. I've been searching my brain as to why. And sometimes there is no explanation. Sometimes you got a mistake, especially a mistake slider, to a hitter with power ends up over the fence. No, I don't see anything different. He's putting a good swing on his pitch and not missing it. He's not fouling it back. He's not popping it up and not hitting it hard on the ground. He's hitting it out of the park. And so just keep on doing what you're doing.
Did Bryce, did that pitch hit his finger when he tried to punt?
I think it did, yeah, because I saw him shaking. He didn't say anything about it, but it looked like it did.
I know a lot of times in late innings you rely on guys' history against people, but here a lot of your relievers don't have a lot of history against their guys.
Right.
And without roles, is it really hard to manage?
Well, kind of. Well, you know, I know that Albers, we were considering, putting him in against against Cruz. But, you know, Cruz is like 3-for-10 with two home runs. And so, okay, I didn't like that really match up. And then he was 1-for-1 only against Turner. And, you know, I think Cruz was 1-for-15. Now, and then at that time, it was 1-for-17. Would that 1-for-17 continue? You know, do you flirt with that, or do you figure that 1-for-17 could turn into, you know, a big bomb with such a dangerous hitter? So, you know, we decided against that 1-for-15, especially the way they were starting to hit in that inning, because, you know, things go in cycles. Usually they get one hit, two hits, three hits, and then it's the ball game.
Will you watch these three games? You're gonna...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll watch them. Yeah, I'll watch them, you know, at home. I'll watch them during the graduation. I'll watch them probably in my sleep in the bed, you know. So, yeah. Yes.
Looking at maybe the whole week of this series,
yeah.
You've depended on a lot of your big names most of the year, the 3, 4, 5 hitters, your top starters.
Mm-hmm.
In the last few days, have you had several people, Rendon, pick up?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Right. That's looking good, actually.
Is that the kind of thing you need? Yeah,
it's definitely what you need, because you can't just depend on the same. It's a team game. You can't depend on the same guys. But, you know, Tanner has history of quality. And, most of our guys do. And so, you know, sooner or later, water seeks his own level where you're going to do pretty close to what you're – have been doing. And so, you know, good and bad. So, we're going to have to depend on, you know, everybody. You know, it's important also that we get Trey going, you know. And, you know, they got Murph out pretty good this series, but, you know, that's not going to continue. And they got Harp out pretty good this series too. So, and, you know, that's not going to continue. So, yeah, I mean, we had some good signs this series, and hopefully we can do San Diego the same way.
Just to follow up on Trey,
mm-hmm.
In 30 or 40 years ago, Trey's, you're down 2 runs, 3-1 pitch to Trey, and he ends the inning on that.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a $10 fine 50 years ago. Now, it's a good way to get out of slump, or who cares?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is a good way to get out of slump, plus, you know, Trey can hit a double. He can hit a homer. He can do a lot of things, and you know, the guy was managing to throw strikes when he needed them. You know, so I have no doubts. You know that. I mean, if I thought so, then I'd give him the take.
The Nats continue their homestand on Friday when the Padres come to town.